At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Everything in your life has leveled up. You must have noticed this in recent years, that there's not one part of your life, dear listener, dear sweet listener slash viewer, this, the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, you must have noticed that everything in your life has leveled up. Your phone is basically, remember when the phone was a phone? It was connected to a wall and you used it to tell grandmother that you loved her. Thank you for the cookies. But now a phone is just pumping the just not only porno, but also snuff. And it's thinking. It's a thinking machine. That's a big journey from the telephone. It's really leveled up. Leveling up is all around us. Your car can park itself. Not my car. James, did you used to have a nice car that could park itself? I think that was something that it could do, actually, yes. I don't have that car anymore. I have a much worse car because I moved internationally and lost a lot of money and opportunities. Although some of those, that might be changing. Things might be leveling up. But your car may well park itself. Certainly you're aware that cars are able to park themselves, some of them. Eve Ellenbogen, friend of the show, was responsible for selling my car. I needed the money from selling my car that was in America. And I said, Eve, we don't have time. This is a very shambolic move. My wife is pregnant. All these crazy things are happening. I need you to take possession of the car and just sell it as soon as you can. She said, okay. 3 months. 3 months she took driving and enjoying the car and driving the value down as she drove it around. But that was a leveled up, and she did eventually sell it, and she got a good price for it. All right, that happened this week, and I've just got the money. It was a big deal. Do you know what I'm saying about cars leveling up? Smartphones leveling up. Your headphones cancel noise like magic. The magic of deafness. But what about your razor? Perhaps you're a shaving person. Your razor is disgusting. It brings great dishonor. It's flimsy, it's overpriced, and it's stuck in 2008.
It's actually kind of a good time.
2008?
Mm.
It's odd copy for that reason, you know, because 2008 was the year I graduated high school. It wasn't really clear what the impact would be of the global economic crisis, housing bubble fallout. We didn't know. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, gone, you know, it still seemed like the housing market was increasing, but it felt like it would level out pretty soon in Australia. We didn't know. We didn't know. 2008. iPhones were small. You think they're super powered now? They also had a beautiful interface. It wasn't this minimalist flat, you know? The YouTube button looked like a little old television from like the 30s, 40s. Very old. You know what I'm saying? You remember that? It's hot in the shed. 2008. So fresh. The hits of summer. 2008. I got a feeling. I think that was from a different year. Couldn't tell you what the 2008, maybe I could. Maybe I could figure out the 2008 hits. 2009, when was that Dirty Projectors album that everybody liked? 2008 might have been the one before that. Here's where Harry's plus. I know you're probably wondering yourself, James, where's this going? Why are you talking like this? Why is the podcast? You don't usually have a piece of paper in front of you. You don't usually complain loudly about being stuck in 2008. And bringing up a razor is a very strange thing to mention. Well, we've got our first advertisement on the podcast. We've been waiting to get we've had advertisements that were baked in, pre-roll, you know, just the YouTube ads. And you don't get paid very much for them, and you don't get much say over them. And frankly, some of the ads that people have been running have been disgusting. They don't sit with my morality. I tried to purge them. I tried to get rid of the ones I didn't want. But it hasn't been very effective, and people will sometimes write to me going, are you really running ads for driving fast through an orphanage? You know what I'm saying? But we finally have an ads, and we vetted this one, and it's for something called Harry's, which is a razor. And they want me to mention a CTA over and over again, but we might, it's a call to action in the business. And they've paid us for a 30-second ad read. Is it 30-second? A minute. They've paid us for a short one. I don't know how long we've done, but we're going to keep going until it's done right! Because here on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, when people decide to back us, when people decide to sponsor the show, when they help me on my journey to boat ownership, by goodness, I'm going to help them sell Harry's razors. For a limited time, our listeners can get the Harry's Plus trial set for only $10 at harrys.com/catamaran. The set includes the all-new Harry's Plus razor, one refined five-blade cartridge, a 2-ounce foaming shave gel, and a travel cover to protect your blades on the go. Just head to harrys.com/catamaran to claim this offer. And after you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Wouldn't that be crazy if somebody used the code word catamaran and had not come from the podcast? If people were just typing in, I mean, we're talking harrys.com/catamaran. I would think that that would give the information where they'd come from. But I guess they also want you to, just in case, I guess we're paying for random bot clicks with catamaran. So we ask that people, from the bottom of our heart, from the bottom? No. From near the top of our heart, still in the heart, the bottom is reserved for non-commercial enterprises. But from the top of our heart, I'd like to tell you about how, once again, I bet when you see your razor stuck in 2008, I bet you yearn to drag it over a... Anyway, we probably can't say that. I made a list of things I wouldn't talk about while doing a commercial. I'm going to now deliver mid-commercial... the commercial vows that I promised. I thought about it. I write down. Would you like to hear my vows, Sammy? Yeah. Here are the vows. Where are my vows? I can't find my vows. There will be no vows. The vows. How can I find it? If I just type in. Oh, you are joking. You are joking. I don't have my blouse. My blouse? My blouse. I said BL there because I think one of them was I won't talk about black people. I will not talk about black people. I will not talk about Jews. I will not talk about Muslims. I will not talk about the gays. I will not talk about self-termination, euthanasia, that sort of business. You get flagged if you go into too much detail about that. Terrorist attacks that have been in the news of late, I won't be mentioning them. Horrors of the past left out entirely. This is good, clean advertising for our friends at Harry's. Well, should we talk about what makes Harry's so good?
I think we should, yeah.
All right. Host, talk about your reaction when you shaved with Harry's Plus. Let me tell you this. If I was the sort of man who regularly shaved, if I could do it, if I, you know. And who am I to say that men who don't shave shouldn't shave? You know, shaving, I just can never remember to do it. I shave a couple times and then I let it go. And sometimes I can trim, sometimes I can trim above the lip line. When I get, you know, just here, I just go chip, 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 chip. Just when eating a bowl of soup starts to become a problem, then I look into that. But if I was ever to shave, or if a friend ever wanted advice from me on shaving for some reason, maybe my boy, maybe my one of my many boys, young boys, not my children, but my boys, when they grow up, they might come to me and they might say, James, what razor? I don't want a razor that's held back in 2008 that makes me depressed. I'd say, Harry's razor, my sweet boy. Harry's Plus has an advanced pivoting system to reach every corner of your face. Refined blade tech for a close, smoother shave and a weighted metal handle, Harry's heaviest handle ever, for added control and comfort. So much to unpack there. Wow, wow. Is it good to have a heavy handle? I guess so. Heavy is the handle of the razor that shaves best. Some people have very smooth faces, and that's what you want. But to get the smooth face, maybe there are lots of sharp edges, corners, crevices, nooks, and crannies. Sometimes I'll be looking into someone's face, and I'll think, my God, it's a veritable labyrinth. How on earth could we get all of the hairs shaved from the distinctly uneven surface that is your face? Well, that's where refined blade tech comes into it. How heavy is this handle? Will weak people be able to hold it? Is this a Thor's hammer kind of handle where only the pure of heart will be able to lift it up? No, I have it on good authority that a person of normal strength, dignity, and character, like you, will be able to wield this weighted metal handle, Harry's heaviest handle ever, for added control and comfort. You want that from a razor blade. You want that from a wife. And a husband. And a friend. Control from a television. That's what I want from a TV couch combo. You know? I want a control. And I want comfort. You know, the thing about Harry's is it feels... I can't be doing this every week. It feels like an expensive shave, but it isn't. Oh, everything's a little expensive to somebody. I mean, it's $10 to get the starter pack, and I've met people in my life, and I've been at places in my life where $10 was beyond me. And let me, you know, if you don't have a penny, half a penny do. If you don't have half a penny, God bless you. So perhaps $10 is outside of your capabilities. Perhaps you can't shave because you have a hormonal problem or are from a part of the world where you don't have the genes for it. But if you're, you know, my point is, though, if you need a shave and you go, sometimes, oh, isn't it nice sometimes to have an expensive thing, like an expensive shave? It's nice to feel like you've had an expensive shave. I'm trying to think if I've ever had an expensive shave. I'm trying to think if I've ever seen someone's chin and gone, goodness gracious me, imagine how much money has gone into getting the hair off of that thing. The point is, it's not expensive in the great scheme of things. Refills are still cheaper than the other guys. It's designed with progressive blades for less tug and pull. You don't want to get tugged. You don't want to get pulled. You don't want to rip the hairs clean out of your head. You want to cut them down at the root. Nip it in the bud. Mark on Survivor. People start chatting about him. Australian Survivor, Mark. People start talking about him. Just nip it on the bud. Don't tug. Don't pull. Cut. Expensive. Shave. Progressive blades. No reactionary blades. No. Only progressive blades. With Harry's Plus, you get a barbershop quality shave with German-engineered blades. German engineering is some of the finest. There are literal atrocities that would have been impossible without German engineering. German engineering is really impressive. Is it always used for good? It hasn't been, no. But it is used for good with Harry. Each of the progressive blades is honed at three different angles to cut hair cleanly at the root without tugging. What we really want to emphasize here is there will be no tugging. Blade spacing is optimized. And I hate a tug. I hate it. Maybe that's why I don't shave very often. Well, there's no need to worry about that anymore. I should be a clean-shaven man from here out. If maybe. I probably won't. There's no way that I'm changing who I am. But if you're the sort of person who already shaves. Here's what I'm trying to say. If you are a fella who shaves and you don't own a Harry's razor and you love this podcast, for a limited time, our listeners can get the Harry's Plus trial set for only $10. I assume that's USD. Harrys.com/catamaran. Do you know what you won't slash? Your face, hopefully, with one of these progressive safety razors. This set includes the all-new Harry's Plus razor, one refined five-blade cartridge, five blades, a two-ounce foaming shave gel, and a travel cover to protect your blades on the go, like a sheath or a scabbard. Just head to harrys.com/catamaran to claim this offer, and after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. I wish to tell you a few more things about Harry's. Because this is the quality you get when you advertise on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. I don't know how many people are running out and getting these Harry's razor blades right now. But, you know, you pay for a minute, you get at least how many? A couple minutes. I don't know how long we've been here for. And we're going to keep going until the thing is done. Because that's what we do. We go above and beyond. We go above and beyond for our clients. Just as Harry's goes above and beyond for shaving excellence, is my understanding. Now, blade spacing. I know what you're thinking. James, that's ever so many blades on the razor. I hope they're not too close together or too far apart. Because if they were too far apart, it might take a full week to, you know, if the blades were spaced on different train carriages, you'd have to hold your face very still while you wait for the overland to come past, you know. It's like that old great D-Gen sketch, I think it was. The first blade acts as a distraction. Getting the hair's attention. The second blade sneaks up behind the hair and holds it in place. The third blade confronts it head on. All right. Each blade is honed at three different angles, so they're different angles and they're spaced well. So not only are you getting, here's what I'm saying. Not only is it a great blade, not only is the blade at the right angle, but the space between the blades, that too is exquisite, they say. And I have no reason. Now, they're the first people to advertise with us and give us a commercial. So I think we can probably take their word for it. Blade spacing is optimized to glide smoothly and avoid clogging. Drugstore blades clog so fast. Drugstore blades clog so fast. Remember that Bukowski poem? Drugstore blades clog so fast. Every cartridge includes a lubricating strip. Thank heavens for that. Every cartridge includes a lubricating strip. Doesn't that sound nice? A lubricating strip. With aloe and vitamin E to calm skin while you shave. Because sometimes skin panics. The skin sees the razor coming and says, "Fuck, is that for me?" And you go, "Shh, aloe." Use the aloe and vitamin E. Calm down, skin. All right? Now, what is the best part about Harry's Plus? We've gone through so many things. The heaviness of the razor, the lubricating strip, the spacing and technology and angle of the razors. Maybe the best part about, maybe, who am I to say? Depends who you are, but maybe the best part about Harry's Plus is how affordable it is. Because some of these razor companies, they don't own a world-class blade factory in Germany. But Harry's does own a world-class blade factory. That's decidedly difficult to say. Harry's owns their own world-class blade factory. Harry's owns their own world-class blade factory in Germany. No outsourcing, no middleman. They've used their razors to slash the middleman right out of the bins. Ha! No middleman here. Harry's owns their own world-class blade factory in Germany. No outsourcing, no middleman. I hate a middleman. I loathe anyone getting between my shave and a world-class German blade factory in Germany. And let me tell you, that same... all right. That same facility in Germany has been perfecting blade making for over 100 years. No comment. No comment. 100-year-old German blade factory? No comment. What year is it? No comment. When you pay me, I won't. Hashtag don't even go there. And now here's, I didn't know they were a German. Did I know they were a German company? Yes, I did. Of course I do. They're called Harry's. And they control the entire process. They love control. Not only do they love you having a sense of control, this German multi-intergenerational blade making factory, they love control. Okay? They don't want someone else to come along and screw up the process. Okay? They control the process from steel to shelf, and they can keep costs low. Don't you hate it when someone is getting between? Don't you hate these middlemen? Don't you want to cut them out?
Imagine being a middleman.
Imagine being a middleman. A middleman. What I like is the peasantry and kings. I consider myself a peasant before. You get away with it. But it's the top and the bottom that I like. I was working on a bit on this. And someone told me that Anthony Carolla has a very similar bit, so I've had to stop. Have you seen Anthony Carolla's bit?
No.
I loved the bit, and I've had to stop. But I'll tell you it now, because it's not stand-up comedy. It's a commercial and a podcast for Harry's Blades. Harry's. People in the middle, maybe I will be, I don't know. People in the middle have like one car. People at the top and the bottom, they got so many cars. People in the middle, they focus on education. Rich people don't care about education. You'll be fine. You're rich. Poor people, you don't need to worry about education. You're not going anywhere. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. There's no hope for you. Don't even try. It was about the top and the bottom. Owning boats. The top and the bottom. Never in the middle. Having all your children to one woman. That's a very middle class phenomenon. And exclusively so. Have I been, has that been the whole time? Have I been showing up? Drag a Harry's across that.
Now's not a bad time to say that for a limited time, our listeners can get the Harry's Plus trial set for only $10 at harrys.com/catamaran. And that this set includes the all-new Harry's Plus razor, one refined five-blade cartridge, a two-ounce foaming shave gel, and a travel cover to protect your blades on the go. Just head to harrys.com/catamaran to claim this offer. And after your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
Harry's razor. Why pay $30 for refills when Harry's gives you better blades for a fraction of that? You would have to be out of your mind. Harry's has launched their most advanced razor ever, and it's still cheaper. Are we calling out the competition? I don't think we're calling out competition by name. They want to do it. They want to do it. They want to do it. It's written here. They want to call out the competition by name. Ah, there are some things we can't say. Okay. But we can say this. Hey, Gillette Fusion 5, who are not advertising on this podcast. Did you know that Gillette Fusion 5 is more expensive? How does that make you feel, Sam?
Makes me feel like a middleman.
You're a provider and you're part of the family. Never feel like a middleman. Harry's has launched their most advanced razor ever, and it's still cheaper than Gillette Fusion 5. I can't imagine spending all that time and energy from my world-class blade factory in Germany and still being cheaper than Gillette Fusion 5, which I presume is a cheap razor. If you don't love your shave, Harry's will make it right. Whoa! You're joking. If you don't love your shave, Harry's will make it right. No questions asked. Risk-free trial means there's zero downside to giving it a shot. You're serious. So not only to support the podcast, you spend $10 and you get the Harry's Plus trial set. And then if it's not good, so you get, not only do you get a razor, you're going to buy a razor anyway at some point, presumably. So not only do you get to buy a razor and support the podcast, I mean, when people, if people go out and they buy this razor, the amount of money I think that we can charge for the next ad goes up quite a lot. James, why don't you just make the podcast better and get more people watching it, and then you can increase the advertising that way. Well, we're doing that too. Haven't you seen all the bells? It's a lot of bells. It's our first one back. It's our first proper one back after I've had a child, so I'm a little... I'm not sleeping great. If you don't love the shave, Harry's will make it right. You can trust a German. No questions asked. Seems kind of... okay. I mean, okay. No question. You just say, I didn't love it. And they go, okay. Do you want your money back? Risk-free trial means there's zero downside to giving it a shot. Zero downside? I mean, there's your time. There's the disappointment you feel now that I've really pumped it up. The important thing is that it's metal. It's heavy. It's inexpensive. It's a trial. I don't know if you get the metal one on the trial. That seems incredible that they'd be able to send you a metal handle. I don't know. Go check it out. I don't. How could you? Could you? Could they? Metal? In the post? Expensive. Does that include shipping? I don't know. No questions asked. Where are we? What the hell is going on? What you say? watch you only be well. Touch you, dear. What you say? What you say? What? The bear of course it is. What you say? I'm not a lot in Whitney. You desire this. What you say? Ooh, what did you say? Never miss a man. Harry's Plus is Harry's heaviest razor handle ever. Made from metal. Why would they make it out of plastic? They wouldn't. It's made of metal. Have you ever tried making the heaviest handle ever from plastic? You can't do it. You need metal. Designed to fit in your hand comfortably. There are so many ways to shape metal uncomfortably for the hand. You could make it in the same shape as the razor blades. You could make one very long razor blade and have to cut deep into your own hand. That would be awful. Better to have a comfortable. Wait a minute. This one's higher than that one. This one looks like it'd be deeper. I might need to not have the bells on my desk in the future. It's too much for me. We might need to bring someone in here to be Senor Bell, is what I'm hearing. For a limited time, our listeners can get Harry's Plus trial set for only $10 at harrys.com/catamaran. This set includes the all-new Harry's Plus razor, one refined 5-blade cartridge, a 2-ounce foaming shave gel, and a travel cover to protect your blades on the glow. Protect your blades on the glow. Just head to harrys.com/catamaran to claim this offer, and after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. You know, when you have a handle fit comfortably in your hand, it feels heavy, fancy. I like feeling rich. Feeling rich is feeling powerful. Now, of course, it's not really. Money actually, I think we've all met people who've made money. We've all met rich people. We've met poor people. I think there is actually a hardness to poor people that rich people don't have. The only hardness that rich people have that I could immediately put my finger on is they do not tend to have the same anxieties about their financial state. I mean, you can pretend, you can say, oh, they're keeping up with the Joneses. But if we're being serious about it, as Kanye West said, having money ain't everything, not having it is. And poverty is pretty unpleasant. And you're anxious to get out of it. And any sense that having money would put you in that category and the same level of anxiety about status and where you're at is just, that's nonsensical. But overall, I think, the poor, blessed are the poor, many graces bestowed upon the poor. I think heaven will probably feel expensive. I don't think we'll be walking around heaven, should we ever be lucky enough to get there, and go, this is shoddy. I think the streets are paved with gold. I think that's in Revelation. And the mass, you know, I like the Latin mass. I like the fancy mass. I like the candles. It's meant to be a foretaste of heaven. And so many things can be, to greater or lesser degrees, a foretaste of heaven. There are less cumbersome ways of doing what I'm doing. What I'm saying is that, you know, for a thing to achieve its teleological good, adds a sense of things being right with the world.
and a razor is a thing that exists in the world. And under the Platonic ideal, I think we would say that there can be a good razor and a bad razor. And everything I'm seeing here from our friends, amicus, our darling chums, our patrons, our people who have paid me some money to read this form, everything would indicate to me that this is a good razor. And if they've swindled me and if I'm wrong, they will make it right. No questions asked. Risk-free trial means there's zero downside to giving it a shot. You get a heavy handle, more control, a luxe feel, comfort in the hand.
You know, wait a minute. I thought Harry's just made razors.
We're nearing the end of this page. They've packed a lot into this page.
Harry, and also I've dug my own. I didn't have to give them such a long time. I could have done this so quickly.
But I'm kind of falling apart. I wouldn't say I was falling apart at the moment. I would say that it's been a big week. I really thought we'd get more of these episodes in the can ahead of time. And I, you know, some of them went through the Patreon. And I just really thought I'd get more done and not have to come back so quickly after the having of a child. Difficult having a child. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy making the world's greatest razor. Did you know they don't just do razors, though? So maybe you're like me and you don't use razors very often. Well, that's okay. They've got a full line of grooming essentials. Hey, slow down. I know what you think the grooming essentials would probably be. It's probably like white wine and some board games and a movie that's, you know, a little too old for you, but you're a very mature kid.
Not that kind of grooming essentials.
The grooming essentials that we're working with here on Harry's, they are from shave gel to deodorant to body wash. Who among us doesn't need a deodorant? Who among us doesn't need to wash their body? Who among us knows what shave gel is? I don't think I've...
And the great thing about these products that they make is that they're thoughtfully made. And they're priced at such a level that you'd want to just get as many of them as you can. Because you never know when this conflict with Iran steps up somehow even further and trade lines make it even more difficult for products to get to you from Germany. So I would definitely, you'd want to buy so many of them with the code word catamaran. There was some pushback on the word catamaran being used as the code word. Some people thought it was too long. Some people thought it might be... I'm told that some people thought it was too long. It would be difficult to... Do you know what I like, by the way? I like the thought that Harry's will have to watch this entire thing. And I hope the Harry's people who are watching this right now, as I presume they are... I'm sorry. I know this is probably... Maybe you're watching it on double speed. So I'll speak slowly so you catch every word. I am... very grateful. And I think this is the only ad that Harry's has bought. I could be wrong. I think this is the only ad that Harry's has bought. I hope you buy another one. And I hope anyone else out there with a company who goes through this... who are we doing ads through? Do we even say that? Is that part of it? We keep that... Okay, well... well, then how can I... my point being... I hope I'd like to get a testimonial. If this works from Harry's, I wouldn't mind a testimonial. I've given them quite the testimonial. I wouldn't mind a testimonial about the James Don Forbes became catamaran plan, saying our sales did, you know, went. I hope we're not. I can't imagine we're bringing the sales down. People will be nothing but grateful. We have a beautiful audience, an unkempt audience, frankly, a shamefully shaggy audience. I don't want to see one bearded man. Only I. Me, James Donald Forbes McCann, may have a beard. If you come to my show and you're a man with a beard, I'll know that you have not acted in this limited time for a Harry's Plus trial set for only $10. Harrys.com/catamaran. You get all that stuff. Now, let me tell you this. Okay, you've got your grooming essentials. Okay, you've got your Harry's. Razor. Blade. Kit. From Germany. All of Harry's blades and grooming products can be delivered right to your door. Set your preferred schedule and never run out of, listen to me, never run out of blades again. Harry's is the company. We're going to show off some of the products. Can we bring up some products at some point while I'm talking? You'll do that. Excellent. The product. Get creative. This will dramatically increase sales. I'm just not in a very creative mood today, so I'm sorry that this was a fairly uncreative reading. I will endeavor to be more creative in the future. Don't read word for word. You can ad-lib. We prefer that. Well, there was some... Harry's podcast advertising. That might bring us to the end of this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. I want to thank everybody at Harry's. We're going to be doing some street talk in the near future. Thank you for everyone for watching Slop Farm. Thank you, Sam Clark. I have tour dates coming up, and they're available on jdfmccann.com/gigs. But if you are to only visit one website today, dare I request that you make it not my website for my ticket sales, but the Harry's website, for which a link is present. And you could click that and you could get your... Just imagine... Imagine. And you could probably... You probably don't just have to use Harry's on your face. I don't know. But you might want to use that on your back. You might want to use it on a friend's face. You might have a friend use it on your back. Could you use Harry's on your legs? On your legs? Could you use Harry's on your legs? Maybe you could. Harry's. A razor you can trust to have bought podcast advertising on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. Again, we've never had that before. That's a real company. That's a meaningful, real company that's trusted in us, and I'm honored and grateful. Harry's. There are a lot of companies we've had to turn down. I'm not doing gambling ads, even though I use gambling companies, because I don't think they should be allowed to advertise. I think people should be allowed to have a punt and have a cheeky. But I think I live in a country where the advertising on gambling has just gone out of control. It's really our only other industry other than digging things out of the ground is betting on football with multis. I don't like it. It ruins watching the football. I sit down with my brother and I watch the footy and, you know, I just want to talk about the game. I just want to talk about the Crowboys, who are off to an up and down start of the season. Pretty good start to a solid. I would say an SS, a solid start to the season. You know, who knows? Anyway, the important. Listen, hold on, reset. Come on back. Reset. What you say? Who that is on the look as you did. My point being, I won't be doing gambling ads. That's just a call that I've made. Prophylactics, they'll have no luck with us. Would I do ads for marijuana, despite not being a marijuana person? I'd have to think about it. But I tell you what I am able to do ads for is Harry's. Razor Company. I love you. I miss you. I want you. I need you to go to the Harry's website connected to this podcast episode. Also, if you would share this episode with your many friends, because the higher the views go, the more people might, you know, get on board and all that stuff. Well, I do feel a little cold and strange. I do find commerce to be upsetting. I'm not one of these people who just love, I wouldn't get the Goodyear logo tattooed on my forehead, you know. I do find commerce to be taxing. There's a twitch in my eye. Time will tell if it's the twitch of a hard day's work. Harry's razors, make sure you get yours. I just keep thinking now that if I keep saying Harry's, then the ad doesn't, then they just have to keep watching and they're still here. That there's still someone in an office. I'd like to think in Germany, but there's no way. There's a guy in an office in Baltimore somewhere going, I want to go home. I want to go home. I've got to listen to 8 more ads today, and this guy won't stop doing the commercial for Harry's razors. That's right. I won't stop doing the commercial for Harry's until you buy them. To the guy who wants me to stop, hey, here's the solution. Buy your own razors. Buy 10. Friends and family. It's $10. I'll say this. If you've got heaps of cash, why not buy the Harry's Plus trial set? Why not just send $10 to a friend and say, hey, you want to get a Harry's razor? I think it's time. It's a trial set. If you don't like it, they won't ask any questions. Do you know how rare it is in life to have a complaint and have there be absolutely no questions? Thank you, Harry's. Here on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. All right, catamaran, huh?
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.